This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. It's the Thursday night edition of high school football here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we speak to you from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, for this evening's game between the Layman Catholic Cavaliers and the Riverside Pirates. So much at stake, each team 6-3. The outright Northwest Central Conference title is on the line. Also an opportunity to move into that fifth spot solidly in the computer rankings for the postseason, week 11. That, too, is at stake here in this game tonight. Riverside has never beaten Layman Catholic. In fact, in the last 6 years, the Cavaliers have beaten Riverside every single time. Good games 2 and 3 years ago, 35-30 and 26-21. This contest tonight figures to be along those lines. Each club has beaten Lima Perry, the Northwest Central Conference favorite. Layman Catholic, Chuck, coming off a big win a week ago over Perry, 21-14, a game in which Layman didn't lead till 5 minutes to go.
Well, that was a big win for them, and I'll tell you, Lima Perry is a good athletic football team, and it bodes well for the Cavaliers. I think they're playing their best football. They're healthy. They got Gilardi back and playing full-time at quarterback. I know he was hurt in the game that they lost a couple of weeks ago. But he is an outstanding quarterback, and they don't have the numbers that they're used to. I'm sure that's going to pick up in the next couple of years. But with Gilardi behind the center, they are capable of beating anybody.
Yeah, in fact, Gilardi and Logan Bunker, who's a beast, those two young men, missed 10 or 11 of 12 quarters in the three games that Layman Catholic lost earlier this year.
Nothing surprising about that. With those two young men not out on the field, they're missing a bunch.
Yeah, Gilardi got knocked out of the Waynesfield-Goshen game on October 5th. Goshen won that 22-3. The first two games of the year, Layman lost to Fort Recovery in Miami East by scores of 23-6 and 52-21. But Layman Catholic, as Chuck noted, playing by far its very best football of the year right now. Riverside, a two-point winner over Lima Perry on the 12th of October. Perry dropped games two straight weeks to Riverside and Layman Catholic. Riverside setbacks like Layman's the first 2 weeks, shut out by Ansonia and Mechanicsburg, 28-0 and 42-0. No shame there. Ansonia and Mechanicsburg are two playoff teams, having won 15 games between them. We're being unbeaten. 33 set back on the road against Hardin Northern back on September 21st. 13 years head coach for Dick Roll, mentor of the Layman Catholic program. Chuck, only 2 years has Layman Catholic in that span not gotten to the playoffs. This might very well be Coach Roll's most excellent coaching job of his career at Layman Catholic.
Well, they came in with 23 kids, which is very, very few for Layman.
Yep.
And they lost a lot. They had some good skill players to come back, but they had a lot of replacement to do on the lines defensively. But he is he's had great success here, has an outstanding coaching staff, and Bill Zimmerman as his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. I've not seen teams that have consistent quarterback play any more than I've seen Layman, and I'm going to give those kudos to Bill Zimmerman.
Yeah, well put. We'll hear from Bill in just a few minutes. I interviewed him earlier this week on Tuesday. In fact, I posed the question for him, hey, is this Dick Roll's best coaching job ever at Layman? And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this game at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. The Layman Catholic Cavaliers against the Riverside Pirates. Our underwriting sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. I'd like to remind you, stick around here at the half of this game tonight. We'll be speaking with Denise Stauffer, who is the principal and CEO of Layman Catholic. A big harvest auction coming up tomorrow night. We'll promote that as well as a number of other things, including new academic initiatives at Layman, when we talk to Denise during our halftime intermission. Now, Bill Zimmerman, Chuck, noted for me earlier in the week that there have been so many heroes on this Layman Catholic team this year, too many to mention. Mitchell Salmon, for one, has played 21 of the 22 positions on the football field.
That's amazing.
In his career at Layman Catholic, he is a jack of all trades.
Yep.
Mitchell Salmon has been unbelievable. The most improved player over the course of the season. And Brendan O'Leary. How about Bradley Haynes? Very good wide receiver. On one solid leg, he's been unhealthy the last 2 years. He still gets the job done. Logan Bunker, 10 sacks. He's recorded a couple safeties this year. Offensive line, defensive line. He runs the ball in the jumbo package. And, of course, Elliot Gilardi, who fought off the hit to the head this season, the ankle injury last year. He's had a splendid campaign. Offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman, a lot of respect for last week's opponent, Lima Perry. That was a huge win for the Cavaliers.
They're a good football team. Lima Perry gave us all we could handle. We had a lot of good drives early in the game. We were actually inside the 33 times in the first half and only came away with 7 points. But then, you know, they kind of took over the game a little bit in the late first half, early second half, and we always answered. You know, they scored and then we'd score, and then it was a 7-7 at half, and then 14-14 going into the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. We weren't throwing the ball very well, and so I was relegated to running it a lot. And Tyler Salmon had a real big 13-yard run on our game-winning drive, and I ran Gilardi a lot. And the touchdown run was on a second down, and truthfully, I wasn't expecting him to break it. He broke a tackle, and then their DB slipped a little bit. He cut inside him, and he broke an arm tackle, and he was gone right up the sideline. our defense played stout, probably our best defensive performance of the year, and really probably our best team performance of the year. It was really a team win. I can't really, pull anybody out and say, oh, so-and-so made the difference.
Right.
It was probably our best team win. We just found a way to win, and it was impressive. I was proud of the boys.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think back in August that you'd be 6-3 at this point, a chance to be 7-3, win the league outright, and with a twist, including a New Bremen upset of Minster, host in week 11.
When you're going in the season with 25 guys and lost the seniors that we lost last year, I was positive, but I thought we'd have some struggles this year. We went into the year saying if we can get one of the first three out of league games, and that would be a success, and we were able to do that with the Graham win, and then we just started to gel. A lot of guys have grown up this year. We've got guys playing in positions that they didn't play in previous years. Mitchell Salmon is a kid who, I told you off air, he's played, we figured out in the 4 years he's been with us, he's played every single offensive and defensive position other than quarterback in the 4 years he's been with us, 21 of the 22. So that's a kid who just has been outstanding for us. Brendan O'Leary's another kid who's a two-way starter who didn't even really see the field last year, probably our most improved player. We're getting quality play out of Gilardi. Our line is starting to gel. Logan Bunker, who didn't play last year, has become just a force for us.
And how about Haynes, who plays wide receiver with half a knee?
Bradley Haynes tore his ACL his sophomore year, rehabbed it last year, and at the end, towards the end of the year, was our starter opposite Cam Lee. And this year, first day of hitting, he tears the same ACL with a brace on. And he says, you know what, I'm not going to get surgery, I'm going to play. And he's played through it. He missed one game. He's got 500 yards receiving. He's our leading receiver. He's got 5 or 6 touchdowns, 30 catches. I mean, you wouldn't even know he's playing on it on one knee.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just a great kid and just gives great effort, and he's a team player. And so we're really, really proud of the kids and what we've been able to accomplish and what we've become.
Hey, this is head coach Dick Roll's 13th season, 11 in the play. My gosh, his best head coaching year of the 13 at Lehman.
It's for sure one of them. This is the first year in Lehman history we've had under 30 kids. I mean, we have 25 kids on the team this year. We've pulled out some really quality wins. I would venture to say that the win last week against Perry was probably one of his 5 best wins of his career at Lehman.
Wow. Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Lehman Catholic, our guest before tonight's game between Lehman Catholic and Riverside. The league championship is at stake tonight. The winner takes it all. And with a victory, you're no worse than, what, number 5 in the computer postseason rankings?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the winner, both teams have just one loss in the league. And they're we both beat Lima Perry, which is kind of funny. They lost to Hardin Northern, a nail-biter, and then we lost to Waynesfield Goshen, playing without really two of our best players, with Gilardi and Bunker not playing that game. So, the winner has an outright league title. The winner of the game also has a chance to be the 4 seed, most likely is the 5 seed,
right?
With a Minster win, and then the loser of the game is most likely the 7 seed in the playoffs, possibly an 8 seed if New Bremen happens to knock off Minster.
Mm-hmm. Riverside likes to run the football, and I know you're a little fearful of the wing tee. It's a rock'em sock'em Riverside team. You've got to defend the run, although you think you can move the ball in chunks against the Riverside defense.
Yeah, offensively they run that wing tee. They're a lot of tight and wing, double tight, that kind of stuff. We've struggled with that this year. Miami East put 52 on us running the wing tee. Elgin runs a version of it, and they scored at will on us as well. I feel confident that our defense has gotten better since those weeks. So week 2 and week 5 or 4, I think, was the Elgin game. Our defense has gotten better. I think we can play them a little tougher, but it has given us some troubles. Offensively, they run a 4-3. They're a lot of man. We do think we can move the ball on them. They're a stout defense. They've got a couple of nice linebackers. We think that they are susceptible to both the run and the pass in certain areas, and we're going to try to exploit it.
Hey, let's close with a little human interest story about Logan Bunker. What a beast. He didn't play football last year for you.
Yeah, he didn't. His big brother was a heck of a player for us, Michael, for 4 years. And Logan played when he was younger, but decided not to play last year. And we got him out a little late this year. And he came out, wasn't able to play in the first two games to catch him up to speed on things. And he actually didn't play in the Waynesfield Goshen game because he was out of school pretty much that entire week. So he's not played in our three games he's not played in are all our losses. So that'll tell you a little something. And we use him everywhere. He's a defensive lineman. He's an offensive lineman. When we go into what we call our jumbo package, he's our fullback. He scored 6 touchdowns this year. Some of them have been out of that fullback spot, and some of them have been as a return man. He's also our punt and kickoff returner, and he's had a couple of touchdown returns there. One of our fastest kids on our team. He's 6'3", 230.
10 sacks. He's recorded 2 safeties.
He had 2 safeties in the game against Upper. I think they were maybe even back-to-back series, but he's a beast. He's a force. They need to watch out for him tonight.
Hey, good luck against Riverside this evening.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Words of Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. Layman likes the spread on offense, a 4 base defense like Riverside, although the Pirates will run that wing T at Layman here tonight. Tim McGill is in his 10th year as head coach of the Pirates, a 4-year stint, a 6-year stint. He says this is his 4th or 5th best team of the 10, and he's really excited about being in a game tonight against Layman Catholic with so much on the line.
Well, obviously we're pleased. Anytime you make it to last week and you're playing for a league championship and, playoff implications, meaning, where's everyone going to fit in? I mean, they've made it. We've made it. I mean, it's exciting. Beginning of the year, we were struggling. We didn't know who we were. We lost some key guys, but we just kind of patched up, and the kids started playing. Our old guys have been consistent, but we need those young guys to play better, and they started to play better and get better. So we're real excited where we are right now.
Very interesting developments in the conference this year. Lima Perry, no doubt a preseason favorite to take it all, yet Riverside and Layman Catholic both beat Perry at Lima. Go figure.
Well, it's high school football.
Sure.
There are boys that are playing. I think that our game plan and Layman's game plan was kind of similar to beat those guys. We wanted to limit their touches. We both did. We both came up with key defensive stops. And even though Perry is incredibly athletic and they have big playmakers, we were both able to pull it out in an exciting fashion.
Talk about your wing T on offense. I know it's explosive. You control the ball. You can break off big chunks of yards every now and then. Highlight your skill players in your rushing attack.
Well, in the backfield, Lucas Roby's our leading rusher. He runs very hard. He does a good job at making people miss, and he's a pretty durable guy. And then in the backfield, we have just kind of a several guys that kind of take their turns through it, whether it's Derek Cotterman or Ethan Jackson or Brand Sachs or Joel Cotterman, or even Ollie Jacobs. They just kind of take their turns, and we count on our offensive line just to keep plugging away, and we control that clock, or at least that's the hope, and we just kind of pound and just keep working at it.
You talk about your defense for just a minute. Your base is what on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I guess you'd say we're kind of a 4-3 unit. Defensively, we struggled at the beginning of the year trying to find guys to fit in. We kind of had to change some things here and there, but we eventually got it, and we're playing pretty decent defensively. But a big key of that is discipline, and we know we're going to have to be disciplined tonight to play well against Layman.
Tim McGill, head coach of Riverside, before tonight's game between Riverside and Layman Catholic. Hey, this has been a pretty good rivalry. You two clubs, Riverside and Layman Catholic, have had some head knockers, some important games late in the season over the last several campaigns.
Yeah, Layman's always well coached. Coach Roll does a great job. I know a couple years ago they got us maybe 26-22 and a turnover big late in the game, and they took it back. And then the year after that, maybe we're down, it was a 35-30 game, and it was down the wire. We dropped one in the end zone. They made a play. It was back and forth. There have been some entertaining games. So we're hoping, again, tonight we play well, and whatever the outcome is, it is what it is.
Hey, what's this game tonight hinge on? What do you think the key development will be?
Our ability to control the ball offensively, keep the ball, no turnovers, and also, I really think more importantly, our ability to limit the big plays of their quarterback. He's a very explosive kid, but he's going to get his. We just have to limit those, not get discouraged, line up again, and when the opportunity strikes, take advantage of it.
Tim McGill, head coach of the Riverside Pirates, who were beaten by Lehman last year by a score of 45-14. The two previous years, Lehman Catholic edged Riverside 35-30 and 26-21. In 2016, Lehman was 7-4, Riverside 7-3. In 2015, Riverside was 10-2, played two games in the postseason. One of the two losses suffered by Riverside that year came against Lehman. Last year, Lehman Catholic won the league with a 7-0 mark. Riverside was third in the Northwest Central Conference, 5-2. A couple years ago, Lehman was 6-1, Riverside third, 5-2. And back in 2015, Riverside and Fort Loramie tied for the Northwest Central Conference Championship. Lehman Catholic was in the third spot with a 5-2 mark. So Riverside, Chuck, has been extremely competitive in the NWCC and in games against Lehman here recently.
Well, I think tonight they're going to have to score to be competitive. I think Lehman is going to score points on Riverside. They're going to have to continue to score back to be able to stay in the game.
Well, it looks like the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers will be receiving the kickoff to start the game. The officials have met at the 50-yard line, and both teams are lined up. Lehman Catholic to our left. The Cavaliers will be advancing the football from the north to the south here at the outset of this game. The American flag in the far northeastern corner of Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, is limp at the moment, although we expect some wind and rain by this time tomorrow, don't we?
Yeah, the hurricane's coming up, and we're going to get the northern side of it, but it's still 90% chance of rain tomorrow, so it's going to be a wet field at Fort Loramie tomorrow night.
That will mark, what, about 5 games out of 10 in the regular season this year we will have experienced inclement conditions?
Right. We've had the beginning of the season was really nice. The end here has kind of slid a little bit. This is quite a little different venue than what we were in last Friday night at National Trail. And I don't think we're as high as we were, even though they got three times the seating over here.
Lehman Catholic Cavaliers will start Elliot Gilardi at quarterback, 6-foot, 170-pound senior. R.J. Bertini in a slot, Brendan O'Leary in a slot. The wideouts, Bradley Haynes and John Cianciolo. On the offensive line, Nick Largent at center. The guards are Danny Lins and Logan Bunker. We'll keep our eye on number 70, the 6-foot, 2-inch, 220-pound senior, Bunker. He goes offense and defense each way. Nick Largent at center, Ethan Kanapke, Mitchell Salmon, the offensive tackles. And the opening kickoff to start the game by Riverside, Chuck, is a sign of what's to come. Riverside fearing the speed of Lehman and the big play capability. And the Pirates kick the football off short to the 42. Lehman is on it there. Cavaliers, great field position to start.
Yeah, I'm not sure that if that was an onside kick or just an attempt to not get the run back. It was kind of a kick sideways, but they didn't make any kind of an effort to go get the ball.
It was a lot better than the Bengals punt against Kansas City.
Everything was better than the Bengals against Kansas City.
It is the quarterback, Gilardi, in the spread, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And after dishing the football off to the ball carrier, he fakes a throw out to the left flat. It's a run straight ahead. Good for about 5. Tyler Salmon, 5'10 junior, averaging about 50 to 60 yards a game on the ground. He budged forward as Lehman faces a 2nd down and 6 from the 46-yard line. Here is a sweep. No, it's not a sweep to the left. It's Gilardi keeping. Oh, he fooled everybody, including us and Riverside. Gilardi exploding to the 40. Look at him go. Much like against Lima Perry in the fourth quarter last week, Gilardi nearly goes to the end zone. He's nipped from behind, way down at the 1-yard line. A great start to this game for the Cavaliers.
Well, they sent trips to the left. They faked a run to the left, and he took the ball up the middle, and they had everybody covering on the edges. There was nobody. Once he got through the line of scrimmage, he was gone. A well-designed football play.
Just what head coach of Riverside, Tim McGill, feared. You heard him in our pregame conversation. Lehman is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. In fact, the Cavaliers on goal to go from the one might have lost a half yard. Second down upcoming. Game only a minute, 10 seconds old, and the Cavaliers posing a serious threat, knocking on the door of Riverside. In fact, there was a full one-yard loss on the play, second down from the two of Riverside. Cavaliers in the Lehman Catholic gold jerseys, blue pants. Here is a fake toss sweep to the right, handoff right up the gut, and it's a touchdown. The Cavaliers crack in from 2 yards away. I'm not sure if that was Tyler Solomon or not, Chuck.
I didn't see the number.
Massive humanity at the line of scrimmage. Largent paved the way right into the belly of the Riverside defense, and the Cavaliers lead it by a score of 6-0. And the very good place kicker, Michael Denning, the 6'1", 180-pound senior, is on to boot it. He'll move from his left to his right, soccer-style step toward the football, and he knocks it high and long right down the middle. He's kicked a couple over 40 yards, missed from in excess of 45 this year. He's got a great leg and some Division I looks, and he showed us right there on that PAT, which he has booted all year long very consistently. Lehman Catholic leading after 90 seconds, 7-0 over Riverside on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have made an impression on Riverside already in this game. It's less than 2 minutes old. Lehman leads at 7-0. And Riverside, Chuck, prefers to pass the football about once a quarter, four or five times a game. And if Riverside gets behind but two touchdowns, this wing T offense may have to change.
Right. Well, I mean, and wing T offenses don't usually throw the ball well, even if they have to throw it. So
right.
It's kind of like Navy having to throw the football.
Cavaliers to kick from the 40. Denning will tee it up on the near hash. And two return men for Riverside are back deep at the 5-yard line. They include Lucas Roby, who's a scat back, dynamite rusher, nearly 1,000 yards running the football from scrimmage on the year. The kick is short. It hops to the 14. Riverside returns it from that spot across the 30 to the 33. Roby is piled up shy of the 35. First and 10 for the Pirates from that point on the field.
I look out on the field and I see the tough kids. They're the ones that don't have anything under their short sleeve shirts. And I see the smart kids. They do.
It's a bit nippy. Thank goodness no wind tonight, just as I say that.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a wind now, yeah.
Kicks up out of the south, from which the rain is to come tomorrow. The quarterback, Joel Cotterman, he's a senior for Riverside. Ethan Jackson, Lucas Roby in the offensive backfield. Wing back is Ollie Jacobs. Tight end, Caden Burke. Split in, G.J. Strayer. And as expected, Riverside, according to the script, powers the football right in the middle of the field on play number one. Gain of 3, second down and 7 is Tyler Solomon for Lehman, wrapped up Roby of Riverside.
Yeah, they're going to have to run some misdirection. They're going to have to keep the Lehman kids. They're going to try to get somebody out of a lane and then hit that spot.
The Pirates wearing the road white jerseys, shiny blue helmets, blue pants with red striping. Here is a handoff on the inside. Riverside faked the handoff to the one running back who was circling wide, gave it to Roby again, and he trudged forward for a couple, burrowing to the 38. It's third and at least 5, close to 6 to go for the Pirates.
Yeah, that's a full 6.
Uh-huh. And for most clubs, Chuck, third and 6, whether you're down or up, is a passing situation. But who knows from Riverside in the wing tee. Man in motion across the formation, and a Lehman Catholic defensive end fires fast over the line of scrimmage. It's a pre-snap penalty. Was he drawn off?
Well, the kid moved, stepped raised up on the outside, but it might have been because they're going to call. I think that's the correct call because he raised up and he went across.
Procedure 5 yards against Riverside, 3rd and 11 now for the Pirates from the Riverside 33-yard line. Offensive line features Mason Sachs, a senior at center. The guards are seniors Caden Smith and R.J. McGowan. Tackles are Max Stevens, a sophomore, and Jonathan McGill, a senior, the son of head coach Tim McGill. Riverside to the line of scrimmage, tight formation. There is a slot to the right. And the quarterback, Cotterman, rolls back to throw. He's got a wide-open receiver down the field. He's available at the Lehman 33, and it's through his mitts and to the ground. He couldn't hang on.
Went right through his hands. I'll tell you what, a yard shorter on the pass. That's a touchdown.
D.J. Strayer, a senior split end for the Riverside Pirates, had the ball on his fingertips. Boy, had that pass, Chuck, been maybe an inch or two shorter, I think it's a catch for sure.
Right, and he was 10 yards behind the defender.
Sure was. He had two Lehman Catholic safeties whipped on the play.
Yep, he split them, and neither one of them were keeping up.
And on the 3rd and 11 situation, Riverside almost struck for a touchdown with a long bomb, but it fell harmlessly incomplete, and Riverside punts on 4th and 11. The kick is out of bounds at the Lehman 37. So the Cavaliers have the football. 8:53 to go in the first. Lehman leads it by a count of 7-0. Thank you to these additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. You've already heard from Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. And thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Trips to the right as Lehman Catholic spreads out the Riverside defense, which will go man-to-man on this side of the field, the wide side, where the three receivers are split. But instead of throwing, the ball is handed off by the QB of Lehman. Gilardi fed it to Ciansola, who's pinned right at the 36. No gain. 2nd down and 10 for the Cavaliers. Now double receivers each way. Gilardi in the spread, back at his 30. He's got a back in the flat to the right. Throws it short near hash mark. Catch made at the 40. Tackle immediately. Ball hauled in by Bradley Haynes of Lehman Catholic. He tried to make a spin move out of the grasp of the Pirate defender. Couldn't do it. He did produce 4. It's 3rd and 6 from the near hash mark for Lehman Catholic at the 40.
Yeah, he did a good job of setting up right in the middle of the zone, but a nice play by the defender.
Riverside retreating on defense. Here's a deep drop by Gilardi. Hit as he throws. It's a right sideline pattern, and it is caught. Nice route run by Haynes, down and out. He snagged it at the 46, skipped to the 49. 1st and 10 Cavaliers, shy of the 50.
Boy, I tell you what, a cold night, a cold football. That was a heck of a catch. That was all hands.
And it was all Haynes as well. Haynes with hands. 7:46 to go first quarter. 7-0 Lehman Catholic. Deep drop by Gilardi. He's got time. Now he scrambles. Riverside in pursuit. And the Pirates drag him down for a 5 or 6 yard loss back at the 44. Very good hit on the play. But Caden Smith, defensive lineman for Riverside, who doubles on the offensive side of the ball as he tracked down the quarterback for Lehman, Gilardi, and caught him around the shins, pulled him to the turf. Well done. Trips to the far left side now for Gilardi. He takes a step or two to the right, then tries a little jump pass, a slant, incomplete at the 50-yard line. So it is 3rd down for the Cavaliers, who need about what, Chuck, 15 or so?
Yeah, it's about 15. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3rd and 15.
Line of scrimmage to the Lehman 44. The Cavaliers can get a 1st down over at the Riverside 41 or 42. 5 minutes played in this game. Lehman leads 7-0 over Riverside. Northwest Central Conference title on the line tonight. Gilardi dropping, down and out route being run at the 35 of Riverside, and the throw for Haynes is off the mark into the bench of Lehman. Two defenders in pursuit for the Pirates, and Lehman will have to punt the football. Denning will kick from inside his 30. He place kicks, kickoff, extra points, field goals, and boots it in punt formation as well for Lehman. Riverside sends Roby back to the 20. Plenty of time for Denning. It's a high kick, a short one. Let's see if it takes a Lehman hop. It does. It plants on the ground at the 34, and then a hop, another one, and it dances down to the 22, 21, 20-yard line. Good field position swap by the punt team of Lehman Catholic, nicely executed by Michael Denning.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but it sure was effective.
6 minutes, 47 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. Lehman Catholic 7, Riverside nothing. The Pirates hail from Western Logan County. Very nice high school facility. Much improved stadium, which will expand its press box next year, according to head coach Tim McGill, with whom I visited earlier this week. Running play, Riverside, as expected, on first and 10. It's good for two or three from the 20 to the 22.5. Second down, a little more than seven to go for a first down. Lucas Roby, nearly 1,000 yards on the ground, running the football for Riverside this year. Joel Cotterman, a senior quarterback. One of his targets split in D.J. Strayer, about 12 yards to the right. Inside handoff, Pirates, and Lehman Catholic stalemates it right at the 26. Chuck, there's nothing unique about this Riverside offense. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers defense knows what is coming.
Yeah, and they're getting no push. I mean, Bunker has just had his way on the running play so far. In the first four running plays they've had, he has been right there in the middle, and they can't move him.
You just about have to double-team him. That frees somebody else up on defense for Lehman Catholic. 5.5 left opening period. Riverside in the huddle a long time. Play clock down to 5. Strayer wide right. Riverside might have to take a timeout, and the Pirates do. Beyond the midway point of the first quarter, Lehman Catholic 7, Riverside nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Oh, thank you very much. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, located in Sydney. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them. Underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio, and will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Here is Riverside going wide around the right side on third down and 4. And after the timeout, it's a big play. It may have been the quarterback who kept it, Chuck Cotterman.
He pitched. It was a real quick pitch that time, and there was nobody out there. He turned the corner, and he had daylight.
Roby got on the edge. He beat Lehman Catholic outside the numbers on the perimeter of the Lehman Catholic defense. And that running play, Chuck, went for about 17 yards.
Yeah, that was a good run.
This Roby is electric. He is a very good feature back. He lines up behind the QB who's under center. And Cotterman gives to a man in motion from the slot. Around the right side, he steers his way up over the 45. It's Jackson, and he scrambles to the midfield stripe. Riverside getting its wing T running game in gear now with a couple of runs, which together have totaled about 25 yards. And from the 50, It's second down, about 2.5 to go for a first down for the Pirates. Head coach Tim McGill of Riverside said in the pregame, his club's objective tonight on offense is to control the clock, keep the ball away from Lehman Catholic and quarterback Elliot Gilardi. On second and short, the ball carrier Roby is stood up at the 47 of Lehman Catholic, about a half yard short of a first down. As Tyler Salmon of Lehman banged into the ball carrier. Third and very short for Riverside. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Quickly played opening period. Lehman leads it 7-0. We've got two tight ends employed. The quarterback, quick count, Cotterman explodes right up the middle for two. He popped ahead to the 46 of Lehman. He's got a first and 10. Coming into action tonight, Lehman Catholic was sitting at 7 in this region of Division 7, Riverside at 5. They'll exchange positions if Lehman beats Riverside tonight. And Lehman could vault all the way to 4 if New Bremen were to upset Minster tomorrow evening. On a first down running play, a sweep to the right, and it's smelled out by the Cavaliers, who throttle that play right at the 45, gain of only 1. Second down and 9 for the Pirates.
Well, if they do get a home game, they have choice of which home field they want to play, because neither of the teams that they share fields with are going to be in the playoffs.
That's right.
I mean, Piqua has an outside chance, but the outside chance means they got to beat Troy, which is going to be a real stiff test.
Yep, Indians have to beat the Trojans in Week 10 tomorrow night.
But they won't play a home game anyway.
Right. Piqua would be on the road, yes. Man in motion on second and 9 for Riverside from the 45 of Lehman. And look out, it's Roby beyond the linebackers. He battles hard to the 40-45, spilled, or I should say 40 to the 35, upset at the 33. And the offensive line for Riverside is starting to gain momentum, a little traction up front now,
yeah,
for the Pirates.
They're getting a nice rhythm going, and that's what this type of offense needs, a rhythm. And because if you get stuffed on first down, then things kind of change a little bit. But if you gain some yardage, it's a very effective offense.
2 minutes left, opening quarter, 7-0 Lehman Catholic. Riverside on a march at the Lehman 33. Inside handoff, nothing doing. Lehman Catholic stalls that play. Roby is met shoulder to shoulder by Bunker of Lehman. He was assisted on the play by Tyler Sulman, who came in to help out. And that forces a second and 10 for Riverside.
Well, that dive play so far has been very ineffective. Anything between the tackles. But if they're running the misdirection through there, they've been getting a pretty good push.
Receiver flank far right, that's Strayer. Slot left, man in motion across the formation, that's Jacobs. The play goes wide, far side of the field, toward the Pirates bench. Lehman Catholic does a pretty neat job stringing it out. Good tackle on the play by Barhorst of Lehman Catholic, as Andrew came up to trip up the ball carrier.
Yeah, the first time they ran that, he over-pursued towards the line. That time, he stayed in position, played his spot, and did a good job of turning it back in where Bunker could make the tackle.
Jacobs, the ball carrier, was nailed right at the 31. Third down and 7 now for Riverside, which is in four-down territory for sure. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lehman up 7-0. It's a quick hitter over left guard, and the ball carrier Roby plows to the 29, lurches forward to maybe the 28, and that will set up a fourth down, every bit of 5 to go for a first down. The play clock is going to kick in right at 24.5 seconds left in the period. The 25-second play clock is starting to tick down.
They do not have to run a play.
I think you're right, Chuck. The play clock's got a half a second more on it than the actual scoreboard game clock, but Riverside comes to the line of scrimmage on 4th and 7 to throw. It's a rollout by Cotterman. He's got a receiver available down to the 15, but he overshoots him. It's no good. Intended for Roby, who came out of the backfield. He was open. Cotterman pitched it about a foot too high. Would have been a first down in the field of play. Roby would have stepped out of bounds in the area of the 15, well-designed play between the cornerback and safety, but the quarter ends with Riverside turning the ball over on downs. At the end of one, Layman Catholic 7, Riverside nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Layman Catholic Cavaliers have held, stopping Riverside on downs inside the Layman 30. Cavs come up to the line of scrimmage. It's a running play, nothing doing in the middle, so it's bounced to the outside by Tyler Solman. He sprints toward the Layman Catholic bench and is bumped to the sideline over the 35 at the 36. Good first down effort, productive play, a plus 8. Second down and 2 for Layman. Obviously, Chuck, the Achilles heel for Riverside all night long is going to be third and fourth with a lot of yards to go because
absolutely,
Riverside does not want to throw the ball. Here's Tyler Solman again. He gets the deep handoff from Gilardi. A disciplined run. He picks his way. He's got a block. He puts his head down and plunges up and over the 40 to the 41-yard line. Two rushes and a first down for the Cavaliers. 41-yard line in the Cavs' half of the field. Layman Catholic 7 and Riverside nothing. Opening 30 seconds of the second quarter. Gilardi gets the snap. He sprints left. Hands it off in the offensive backfield. It is Tyler Solman again. He pounds it outside tackle up and over the 45. Stumbles down at the 48. He's got at least seven more.
They'll take 7 yards of carry on their runs.
Indeed. Layman Catholic giving Riverside a dose of its own medicine right now, rushing the football quite nicely. One receiver flanked wide right, another to the near side. Two tights have been employed. Gilardi sprinting out to the right, beyond the far hash, now beyond the numbers. He pitches it away and out of bounds at the 35 of Riverside. Well done.
Smart
by Elliott. Yep, no one available. Last thing he was going to do was get flushed to the sidelines, out of bounds, and lose 10 yards. Incomplete forward pass, so it's third and about 3.5 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Layman Catholic 47.5-yard line. Layman leads 7-0. Northwest Central Conference Championship on the line. Also at stake, as I mentioned, is a fifth spot in this region of Division 7. The loser would fall to the seventh of eight teams. 5 and 7 both play on the road. And Sonya could be the opponent for the number 5 team. Here is a handoff in the offensive backfield. It's on the ground. Layman coughed it up. Cavaliers fall on it at the 45, but the play goes for a setback of 2 or 3. So it's going to be fourth down for the Cavaliers and at least 6 to go for a first down.
Yeah, it was a bad exchange right from the beginning, and he did a good job of picking it up and getting something. Not turning the ball over was the biggest thing he did.
Last two possessions for Layman Catholic have resulted in punts eventually. Denning is back at his 30. Not much of a rush. With the wind at his back, excellent kick. Riverside catches at the 32.
Jeez.
The return man has hit hard at the 25. Or I should say he caught it at the 22. Maybe that's what I did
22,
say.
22, 25, yep.
And then the tackle made at the 25. Bring back of the punt of about 3 yards or so. That forward progress 27, and that's where Riverside begins first down and 10. for sure, if you're layman on defense, Chuck, you want to make Riverside have to take it a long ways with this wing tee. You don't want to give them a short field ever.
No, and you know they need to keep playing defense the way they are right now.
Don't miss out on the great inventory of fantastic furniture at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Here is Riverside on first and 10 from the 27, and nothing doing. Tackle made right at the line of scrimmage. John Edwards, the outstanding ninth grade linebacker for Layman Catholic, 5'10", 170-pounder. Edwards met the ball carrier, Roby, at the point of attack, and he could not shake Edwards off. No gain. Second down and 10 for Riverside. 9:40 left here in the second quarter. Layman Catholic 7, Riverside nothing. Pirates to the line of scrimmage, under center in the wing tee. The quarterback, Cotterman, he rolls left. He fires beyond the 30, on the run, the receiver catches, tucks it away, and gets into high gear up and over the 35 to near the 40. It's good enough for a first down. O'Leary made the tackle for Layman Catholic. Nicely done by the Riverside Pirates, Chuck, who complete a pass good enough for 13 yards.
Well, that is what their passing attack is going to be. They've got one guy in the play. They roll to that side and tossing the ball. They had somebody wide open on the fourth down play, just overthrew him.
9:13 left to go, second quarter. Layman Catholic 7, Riverside nothing. First and 10 Pirates from their own 40-yard line. It is Lucas Roby backpedaling into a hole between left guard and tackle. And he stutter steps his way to the 45 of Riverside, generating 5 yards on the play, second down and 5. Roby was twisted around a yard or two downfield. Bear hugged the ball tightly. Gain 5. Under center, the quarterback, Cotterman. And the exchange from the center to Cotterman results in the ball going on the ground, covered up by the Pirates, who lose a yard. We're down to 8:20 left to go in the second quarter. Quickly played first half of action here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Thursday night high school football on scoresbroadcast.com. Bonus coverage for you. This game ordinarily would have been played at Sydney or Piqua, but both the Yellow Jackets and the Indians are at home tomorrow night. So the game was moved to this evening. 3rd and 6. Cotterman hands off belatedly to Roby. Breaks a tackle, breaks another. Roby stays on his feet. Look at him chug. He's over the 50 into Layman territory. Finally dragged down at the 44-yard line. Not sure if that was Roby.
23.
Yeah, it was. It was Ollie Jacobs, a senior, a wingback who had the football stuffed in his tummy by the quarterback, Cotterman, and away went Jacobs, fooling the Layman Catholic defense. 1st and 10 Pirates, 44-yard line of Layman Catholic. 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. Layman Catholic 7, Riverside nothing. Jacobs in motion. Roby gets the nod outside left tackle. He puts his head down and lurches to the 41. He registers a 3-yard advance, 2nd down and 7 for the Pirates. Edwards in there on the tackle again for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. Layman coaches extremely high on John Edwards. He is a freshman linebacker for the Cavs. He's got good instincts, a high football IQ, and plays the LB spot extremely well as a ninth grader. Here's a toss sweep to the left. It's got 3 yards. Then Layman covers it up right now, and the ball carrier is splattered to the ground at the 38. There is a marker.
That was an obvious hold that time, and I'll tell you what, Edwards, just after you talk about him, came from the opposite side linebacker and came over and made that play, and he pounded the kid.
He pursued beautifully. Excuse me. Well done by Jacobs. As Chuck noted, he tracked down that play from the opposite side of the field. Penalty is accepted by Layman. Riverside steps back to its own 49. Pirates will get the down again So instead of second and seven, it is second down and about, what, 18 yards to go, 17?
17.
49-yard line of Riverside, the line of scrimmage. Pirates can get a first down at the 34 of Lehman. Rolling left is Cotterman. Now he streaks back to the right, to the wide side of the field. He's in hot water behind the line. He's traveling to the 45, and he's nipped from behind at the 46. It's a sack of a yard or two.
Good pursuit that time. He had somebody running down the sideline. Again, they only had one receiver in the pattern, and if he's not open, you're in trouble.
Well done by Lenz of Lehman Catholic, who cornered the quarterback eventually. Cotterman probably ran, Chuck, a good, what, 25, 30 yards behind the line laterally?
Yep, to lose two.
Yes. Minus a couple on the play. Third and 19 for the Pirates, who uncharacteristically send trips out to the left for the quarterback, Cotterman, who rolls that way, then sets up and heaves one. And it is going to be interesting down at the 28-yard line of Lehman. Did the Riverside receiver catch it? The ball was thrown short. He turned, latched onto it, beat the Lehman defender to the ball. There might have been defensive pass interference anyway.
There was.
It's ruled a completion. Tell you what, Chuck, the underthrown football at all levels, high school, college, pro, is turning out to be a weapon.
Yeah, well. Yeah, that would the ball was thrown a little short, and it was into the wind, but, yeah, it was obvious pass interference.
D.J. Strayer on the reception, and that play wound up going for about to 25. A couple 3 yards more than needed for a first down, and Riverside is inside the Lehman Catholic 30. Here is Roby, outside tackle. Look out. He sprints to daylight. He's to the 20, 15. Lehman in pursuit. Roby toward the pylon. He romps over for the score. From 29 yards away, Lucas Roby reaches the end zone. Good blocking up front by the Riverside offensive line. Well done by Max Stevens and Caden Smith, as well as offensive center Mason Sachs. And here's the big extra point try upcoming for the Pirates to tie this game at 7 with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Good snap from center. The PAT is perfect. We've got a brand new ball game. Lehman Catholic 7, Riverside 7. Just over 5 to play in period number 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are tied up now, 7-7, Lehman Catholic and Riverside. The Pirates kick it off on the ground after the touchdown to the Lehman 33. It's run back over the 40 to the 43. And again, Lehman Catholic with good field position after a Riverside kickoff. Pirates began the game with a short boot. It was Logan Bunker who scooped it up and zoomed up the right side for 10. We're knotted at 7, 5:02 left to go here in the first half. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney, a proud underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Running play, right tackle. It is Tyler Solman. Gets a good block at the point of attack and bounces down to the 47 or 8. as he rips off a quick 5 or 6 second down, a little more than 4 to go for Layman Catholic for a first down. Line of scrimmage 2 yards short of the 50. 4.5 remaining here in the second quarter. 7-7 tie. Trips flanked 15 yards to the left. The quarterback, Gilardi, rolls that way and then sees an opening. It's a zone read by him, and he bucks over the 50, plunging down to the 47-46 of Riverside. He's got a 7-yard gain and a first down.
That's only the third first down for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, last two possessions resulted in punting situations fairly quickly for Layman Catholic. As Riverside's defense stiffened after Layman Catholic put 7 on the board in its first possession. Here's a power sweep to the left. It's Solomon on the outside, gets a block in the open space at the 40. Down the near sideline on the numbers at the 35 of Riverside. He battles his way to the 30 before being caught at the 26-yard line of the Pirates. How many yards on that play,
Chuck? That was 20.
20-yard burst by Tyler Solomon. Good, disciplined run as he got in behind a couple blockers and used them to his advantage. 3:56 to go in the second quarter. Layman threatening now to go ahead from the 26 of Riverside. Inside handoff. Nets about 2 or 3 to the 23 or 24 of the Pirates. 3:38 left to go here in the second quarter. Chuck, with the way this half has gone, this might be Layman's last possession of the second quarter of this game.
Yeah, they haven't run a lot of plays.
Trips wide right on second down 8. Gilardi, 5 yards behind the line, takes a step to the right. He's going to run. He tries to crack outside right tackle. He kicks those legs hard, digs to the 20, fell forward to maybe the 19. It's going to be 3rd and 3 for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. For most high school programs, Chuck, it's 4-down territory. Michael Denning, excellent field goal kicker for Layman. He's waiting in the wings, although if Layman picks up a yard or two here.
If they get positive yardage, they'll go for it.
Sure. Cavs are at the 19, need to get to the 16.5. It's Solomon. Sweep to the left. He's tripped to the 18. Oh, he backpedals nicely. Good balance as Tyler flies down to the 15, the 14-yard line. He's got the first down. Nicely done by Tyler Solomon of Layman. 2:39 left, second quarter, tied up at 7. Was Gilardi the man who kept it?
10 kept it.
Good run by Elliott. Boy, the Cavaliers needed that yardage on 3rd and long. Now it's 1st and 10 inside the 15 of the Pirates, and the officials are waving arms with 2:23 left to go in the second quarter. Riverside took a timeout. Serious march for the Cavaliers, who were threatening to unlock this tie. 2:23 to go in the second. We're tied at 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Hey, for your convenience, use the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store Design Center and Room Planning Service. High quality furniture priced just right at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. And for added savings, go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. On 1st and 10 for Layman from just inside the 15 of Riverside, the Cavaliers rush it from scrimmage for a yard to the 13. 2 minutes left in the half. We're tied at 7. Second down and 9 for Layman. 13-yard line of Riverside. 2 receivers each way. Deep drop by Gilardi. He tries to step up in the pocket. Wanted to run it. Now he's flushed out. Throws on the run to a receiver inside the 5. And a nifty backhanded stab at the 3-yard line.
What a great job by Gilardi to get away from that rush.
It was Tyler Solomon who slipped downfield from his running back spot. And Chucky had to twist his body around, keep his eye on the ball, and tuck it in. And then he suffered a nasty hit, held onto the ball.
Yep, he got hit hard. It was a great throw and a great catch.
He was knocked out of bounds at the 3.5. First and goal for Lehman Catholic. Gilardi gives right up the gut. The ball carrier squirms to the 1, the goal line. Yes, touchdown.
It was bunker, and that's like trying to tackle a bunker.
Oh, that's the jumbo package when the Cavaliers get down inside the 5. That was Logan Bunker, and he bowled his way into the end zone to give Lehman Catholic a 13-7 advantage. Big extra point kick upcoming here for Denning of Lehman. 90 seconds to go here in period number 2. Line is down. Good snap from center. The hold on the ground is perfect. The kick by Denning is also true. 14-7, Lehman Catholic. A minute 30 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. And the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers lead the Riverside Pirates 14-7 with the Northwest Central Conference Championship at stake. And also a win tonight for Lehman solidifies the number 5 spot among the top 8 making the playoffs in this region of Division 7. The loser would finish at 7. There are a few twists that could alter that 5 and 7 finish for these two clubs, but they would be the exception rather than the rule. Kickoff by Denning with the wind is superb. It goes 2 yards deep in the end zone, caught by Roby, and by rule, at the high school level, it's an automatic touchback. He wanted to come out with it, but the official said, no, you can't.
I think the official saved him.
So it's 1st and 10 Riverside from the Pirates 20. A minute 28 left here in the second quarter. And we're going to see what head coach Tim McGill's wing T can do, Chuck, in 88 seconds here late in the second period.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do much.
Riverside kicked off to start the game. So Riverside will receive the ball to start the third quarter. So with that in mind, maybe the Pirates play it somewhat close to the vest here. Man in motion across the formation, and it's a dive left side, producing 4 or 5. Roby to the 24, 25-yard line. It's 2nd down and 6. Neither team utilizing a timeout. We approach the 1 minute mark, late second quarter, 14-7 our score. Lehman Catholic leads Riverside. Exactly a minute to go now. This reminder, Denise Stauffer, principal and CEO of Lehman Catholic, is our halftime guest, and she'll highlight, among many things, the Harvest Auction coming up tomorrow night. Here's a long throw by Cotterman down the left side, beyond the numbers. A flag flies in late. It's a jump ball tipped in the air by Lehman, incomplete, but a foul in the secondary committed by the Cavaliers. Penalty will be stepped off from the line of scrimmage. So unlike the National Football League, obviously, this penalty not as severe
right
as you might have thought the instant the flag was thrown.
It's going to be 15 yards. I thought the defense was outstanding. I did not see a pass interference on that, and the guy who was looking right at it didn't throw his fat flag until the guy that was way down the field threw his, and then you saw the guy up here go, oops, I better throw mine too then.
Up the penalty enables Riverside to advance the football to the 39 in the Pirates' end. Only 45.2 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
That was only the Cavaliers' first accepted penalty of the half. They had another pass interference, but they completed the ball, so it wasn't accepted.
Right. Three receivers to the Layman Catholic bench side of the field for the quarterback, Connerman, who sprints this way. Down and out pattern near the 50, wide of the mark. It's no good. Intended for Levi Goodwin, a sometimes used split end, a junior, as he was on a journey to the boundary, hoping to catch and step off the field of play at the midfield stripe. But the throw didn't reach him, and it's second and 10 for Riverside from the Pirates 39 with 40.9 left here in quarter number two. Riverside now fashions three receivers to the left. And to that side rolls Cotterman. He's bear-hugged on the boundary, far side of the field. Before he can pitch it, down he goes at the 37. Tyler Salmon has looked very sharp tonight. Both sides of the ball came up to greet Cotterman. Tossed him out of bounds. 34.1 to go in the second quarter. Third and 12 for the Pirates. And if Riverside runs the football here, Chuck, doesn't get a first down, Layman Catholic might call a timeout.
He might as well make them punt.
Yes. One receiver for the Pirates flanked 12 yards to the right. This looks like a running play for Cotterman, who's under center. He gives to Roby outside left tackle. No gain on the play. Clock running, 26-25. It was Jackson, the running back who's not used as much as Roby, who toted the ball in that carry. And we're down to 15, 14, 13.
They're not going to have to punt. They're going to let them run it out.
You're right. No timeouts being called. Play clock has just begun. 8 seconds to go on the scoreboard clock. And that will wind down the first half. A good one for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, who've led twice, 7-0 and 14-7. And that's how the half closes. Northwest Central Conference Championship on the line. Also at stake, a number 5 finish in this region of D7. The Cavaliers lead it 14-7 over the Pirates at the halftime intermission here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Layman Catholic Cavaliers 14, Riverside Pirates 7. Here after two periods of play at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Good first half with the Cavaliers. Only had, what, Chuck, about four possessions, scored touchdowns on two of them to have the one-score lead at the half.
Yeah, well, they had the big 52-yard run on the second play of the game that took them down into scoring position, mm-hmm. scored on the next play. Other than that, they did not run the ball incredibly well, but at the snap, they got 18 rushes for 118 yards. Riverside ran it 23 times for 104 yards. 3 of 6 passing for the Cavaliers, 23 yards. 2 of 5 for Riverside for 40 yards. Riverside has a little advantage in total yards, 144, 141. 7 to 6, Riverside with an advantage in the first downs. Lehman had one penalty for 15 yards. Riverside had two penalties for 15 yards. Neither team turned the ball over in the first half.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. You've got to like the way the quarterback for Lehman Catholic runs the football. Like so many quarterbacks in the region, he's a QB. He calls the signals, but he looks like a tailback when he runs it sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you what he is. He's an athlete.
Uh-huh.
And when you have an athlete at quarterback, and he has a great arm, but he is such a threat to run it, that makes him such a good dual threat. And he's just been a good quarterback for them for a couple of years. And when he's out there, every snap, they have the ability to score from any place on the field.
We've also been impressed by Logan Bunker on both sides of the ball. He's got a touchdown as well in this game tonight. How about John Edwards on defense?
Yeah, John Edwards, I'm impressed. That kid's a freshman, and I like to watch him float. I've been kind of keying on him, watching him flow to the football, and he knows where it's going. He's got a nose for it, and he's going to be an outstanding player for the next 4 years.
And senior Michael Denning is a superb place kicker and punter.
Yep, his leg is good. He kicked the ball into the end zone. He's got a little wind with him, but that's pretty impressive. Ohio State needs somebody that can kick the ball in the end zone.
Hey, how about Lucas Roby of Riverside? He is an excellent tailback.
Yeah, he runs the ball well. They're passing, a little surprising that they have a little bit of an advantage throwing the ball, but it's going to come down to Lehman stuffing that between the tackles. Riverside has had very little success. They've got to do a good job of getting out there on the outside, turning things back in where you got the big kids playing defense. Lehman, I'm surprised, is 14-7. Riverside got a pretty good team. I think Lehman's better. They need to have a good defensive stand to start the third quarter, and if they can get another touchdown on the board and put this wing T offense under the gun, I think it's going to be okay for them.
Yeah, you're so right. The pressure will be on Riverside if the Cavaliers can get a two-touchdown advantage. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. We're about 18 minutes or so away from the start of our third quarter. Lehman Catholic leads Riverside 14-7 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, also underwritten by Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney. For multiple years now, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the region. It's located at 9040 North County Road 25A, and Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you using firms such as Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. tell the folks at Barker Insurance that you heard about Barker right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Layman Catholic 14, Riverside 7 here at the half. I'm so pleased during our halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com to be visiting with Denise Stauffer, who is the principal and CEO at Layman Catholic. Her 31st year of career work at Layman Catholic. Denise, you began as a science teacher in 1988, athletic director and science teacher from 94 to 98. How about that? What a career you've had at Layman Catholic. The community is so blessed to have benefited from your service.
Well, thanks a lot. I've really enjoyed my time at Layman and have had the wonderful opportunity to meet and work with so many wonderful students and families and faculty and staff, and excited that they've allowed me to be there so long and given me the opportunity to grow professionally as well.
Oh, you're so humble. They've allowed you. You've deserved every single year of your experience here at Layman Catholic. This is a Thursday night high school football game. It's week number 10 of the season, and tonight's game precedes the Layman Harvest Auction held tomorrow night, October 26th. Tell us all about it.
We're excited to have the auction on Friday night, and excited that our boys could play tonight. I know it might be a rough day tomorrow at school for everyone after the game tonight and getting ready for our auction as well tomorrow evening. But auction at the school, and it entails a silent auction. And then this year we're adding a new twist to it, and we're going to, besides having a meal and a live auction, our new a cappella show choir group's going to perform, and then we have a live band also participating with Nashville Crush coming in. So
wow.
It's a full evening. We'll start with part of that outside under a tent. Hopefully our weather cooperates a little bit tomorrow, and then we'll move inside for the meal, live auction, and the entertainment. So it's exciting. We've got a large crowd coming out, and we have some online bidding that has already begun, so a lot of excitement.
Entertainment to boot at the,
exactly.
at the auction tomorrow night at Layman Catholic. Start time is when?
6 o'clock for our silent auction, and then we'll have our meal around 7:30, and then following our live auction, we'll have the entertainment.
Layman Catholic has always been recognized for its high academic standards. And the STEM program, now known as STEM Plus Double M, has had new developments in recent years, most specifically the last year at Layman.
Right. We were working on a renovation project for upper level of the school, and that wing is going to be a kind of set up for all our STEM classes. So our STEM, besides the science, technology, engineering, and math, we added two M's for manufacturing and medicine. So That's where our classes are focusing on all of those areas. We're partnering up with some of our colleges and universities with the courses we're offering. So we are working with Edison State. We're working with the University of Dayton and Wright State University. So we currently have 19 courses that we are offering through the College Credit Plus and articulating credits from those universities at our school. So our students could actually, if they took all the courses, could have 63 credits of college credit in addition to their high school credit that they receive. So we have courses anywhere from chemistry, physics, to intro to health, anatomy, physiology. We have CAD, our engineering innovations class, and English is psychology. So a lot to choose from. And we're actually working right now with Edison State on trying to partner up and maybe be a satellite campus for them. So we'll see what happens here in the future. And hopefully when the students leave Layman, they could leave having an associate degree from college before they move on to their future endeavors. So it's very exciting. And our renovation project, we have half of it completed. So phase one is done. We've got some new classrooms, a manufacturing classroom and lab. We have some math classrooms. And we have a food science, which is a course that's more chemistry-based. And it has a lecture and lab classroom. So that's phase one. And then phase two will be our applied engineering course, and then our medical classroom and lab. So really excited and can't wait to be moving into phase two here shortly.
And the big advantage, as you noted, for the high school student and the families of the high school student is that the young man or young woman can complete virtually half of a four-year degree, a bachelor's degree, through this College Credit Plus program.
Exactly. So, and it saves the family some money, too, in the long run. So exciting, and our kids are excited, and we've got a lot of students enrolled in those courses already.
November 7th, National Day of Holy Hour at Lehman. That also another event upcoming just around the corner.
That's right. So we invite all the community around to come join us on that day. We will be in our chapel area, and we will be praying together, and our priest, Father Peter Langenkamp, will be there to preside over our prayer service. So if you're available, come on out, and we begin at 10 a.m. It's just an hour long, but it is a national day of prayer.
Denise Stauffer, who is the principal and CEO at Lehman, our guest here at the half of high school football on this Thursday night, Lehman Catholic 14, Riverside 7, after two quarters of play. Another event upcoming after that National Day of Holy Hour on November 7th, a November 12th activity. Tell us about that.
That's right. So on the 12th, our Teen Leadership Corps class, which is a leadership class that we have at school, has planned a special day for our veterans, but they also raised money to put a motorized flag in our gymnasium. So they want to also bless that flag on that day and have our military and branches of the military to come out. We invite especially our alumni, our family and friends who have served or are currently serving in one of the branches of the military to come out for this flag dedication and a celebration of American veterans. So that's on Thursday, November the 15th from 10 to 11 a.m. And then afterward, we'll be providing a breakfast for our veterans and our guests. So if you are a veteran and would like to join us, we'd like for you to give us a call at school so we can make sure we get you on the list and we can recognize you accordingly.
So many different communities represented by Lehman Catholic enrollment. Talk about them. I think it is far more than meets the eye.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that our students are just coming from maybe the Sydney-Pequa area.
Sure.
But actually this year, all our students, 9 through 12, we have 16 different school districts represented. And of those 16 school districts, we have six counties that are represented. So we have students from Auglaize County, Mercer County, Shelby County, Dark County, Champaign County, and Miami County. So we've got a lot of students coming to the school, and we know that some of those are coming from 45 minutes to an hour away, just one way. So we are excited that they chose us and see the benefits of not only a good education, but also the faith and the service that we provide, service activities as well. So kind of developing that whole person, and excited that everyone, you know, comes to us from those different communities.
High school football has its playoffs, its postseason tournament starting next weekend. Volleyball and soccer are already in postseason play, tournament action. And the Lehman Catholic volleyball team is coming off a victory last night and advances on to a district championship game on Saturday against Fort Loramie.
Right. They'll be at Troy High School, and they've changed that time of that game. It's a 3 o'clock time, so we invite everyone out for that game. And then following the volleyball game, you can just continuing heading down the interstate and go to our girls soccer game. We'll be playing at Bellbrook High School, and the Lehman Lady Cavalier soccer team will be playing against West Liberty Salem at 7 p.m. So it'll be a full day for us, but we're excited to cheer on the Cavaliers, both the volleyball and the girls soccer team.
Hey, you've covered the next 3 or 4 weeks of various Lehman Catholic activities.
It's exciting around there, and that's for sure. So a lot of excitement in the building, and we hope we can continue cheering on the Cavaliers and keep keep busy at the school as well with our activities.
And if the Cavaliers on the gridiron can hang on to this 14-7 lead tonight and win, Lehman will assure itself of no worse than fifth among the top eight in this region of Division 7. A couple little twists could happen that might vault Lehman with a win tonight all the way to fourth. Lehman could then get a home game. But it's been an outstanding year for head coach Dick Roll and his staff.
It has. We have a small team in numbers, but they've been a mighty team. And started out a little slow at the beginning of the year, I think just getting to know each other. But they've really come on strong here at the end, and we're excited for them and hope that they continue their success in the playoffs.
Denise, thank you so much. Denise Stauffer, principal and CEO at Lehman. She's been in this capacity since 2014, 31 total years at Lehman. She began as a science teacher in 1988 and was the director of athletics from 94 to 98. How about that?
When you're having fun, time goes fast, so it doesn't seem like 31 years. I'm not that old.
No, I saw you at the high school just the other day. And when I walked in to see you, I said to one of your colleagues in the office, I said, "That's Denise. I saw her a year ago about this time and 2 years ago about this time and 3 years ago in the month of October, and she hasn't changed a bit."
Well, thank you.
Denise Stauffer, congratulations. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
14-7, our halftime score. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers in the lead over the Riverside Pirates. Like to note for you that the Anna Rockets are in action on Saturday afternoon up in Delphus against the St. John's Blue Jays. It's a big game for Anna. Things need to fall for Anna tomorrow night in order for the Rockets to play at home in the postseason. Rockets sit at fourth in Region 18 of Division 5. Thanks to a win last week over Parkway and 2 weeks ago over Coldwater, according to head coach Nick Marino. Big, big win a couple weeks ago on the road at Coldwater. You played extremely well in very poor conditions. And oftentimes weather in high school football is a neutralizer, but you were outstanding. Riley Hulskamp continues to impress. What a season he's had. He was injured the week before, couldn't finish that game,
yeah,
and came back strong against Coldwater.
Yeah, he's a tough kid, played a really good a goal line stand, and caused the fumble and got the ball back here at the end. So it was a really good win for our guys.
You finished the game against Fort Recovery by denying the Indians a score. They were deep in your territory, had four plays in the final minute,
yeah,
and couldn't generate any yards at all. Didn't come close to getting the football into the end zone. Your defense has given up yards this year, but it's been clutch in very important situations.
Yeah, we've had two or three big plays to end ball games that have been really big, and I credit our kids for just going out there and having that mentality that they're not gonna let somebody in at the end of the game. They're gonna fight, and our leaders have been really good about that, and the rest of our team's really followed suit with that.
Talk about those leaders for just a moment. Luthman's been out hurt, mm-hmm, but highlight your big playmakers on the defensive side of the ball.
Defensively, the guys that have been starting to make plays, you're seeing Cam Stewart really step up at the linebacker position, and Luke Cantrell's come on throughout the middle of the season too, and then those two really helped us a lot. I also include a Braden Farley, a two-way player for us that's really had to fight and strain and control the middle in there a little bit with Will out, and Isaac Dodge has been a constant kid all year that's done a good job both sides of the football. One of the probably best centers in the league, and he's making big plays on defense too when we've needed him.
Hey, Farley and Dodge are two young men that Riley Hulskamp, Bart Bixler, and your other runners ought to take out to dinner pretty soon.
Yeah, those guys have done a good job up front. Those are probably our two most dominant linemen up front, Dodds and Farley. I left out a guy on defense too that we always tend to leave out a little bit. He's a quiet kid. Brandon Shannon has played a heck of a season. He had two turnovers in that Coldwater game you're speaking of, and he's he's been one of our best tacklers. He's a little guy, but he tackles better than anybody on our team. So his play has really bolstered us a lot.
Important facet of high school football, especially late in the season when games can be decided by a point or two, is the kicking game. You need to, when you exchange field position with the punt, you need to swap it big time, 40 or 50 yards if you can. Extra points.
Yeah.
The kickoff coverage team, those are critical phases.
Oh, yeah, and we're working to get better at those phases, too, because I don't think we've arrived there at all. So we got to get better at all phases of our special teams, and that's going to be a big emphasis against Elvis.
And the Blue Jays have had a poor season, but it's a team you can't take lightly, a very dangerous, experienced quarterback.
Oh, yeah, they got one of the best athletes in the league at quarterback. He runs around, and he's got a huge arm. So their record's not indicative of how good a football team they are, and they're definitely a really scary opponent. We got to make sure we play well to get the win here.
Good luck in the afternoon game at Delphi St. John's on Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, which is 7-2, heading into play Saturday afternoon against the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. Anna is in the playoffs for sure. Will Anna finish fourth or fifth? Will Anna be at home? Will Anna be on the road?
What a big difference that'll be, either playing at home or going all the way to Elyria to play a football game.
Exactly. Opening kickoff to start the third quarter of this game with Lehman leading Riverside 14-7. And it's a great return by the Pirates from the one-yard line. Tremendous kickoff by Denning. Not good coverage by Lehman. The run back is up and over the 50. Look at Roby go, but a marker is down at the 30. It will be negated.
Well, they caught a block in the back, and I'll tell you, it was marginal. But that's what the guy saw. I couldn't tell where his head was. You got to get a head out in front. And they're saying he didn't. So they're going, instead of being out all the way at midfield, they're going to be back right around the 15-yard line.
It seems like, Chuck, more often than not, that call goes against the offensive player attempting to do the blocking.
Well, you don't see in high school near as much. There's a flag on almost every kickoff in college and professional. Why do it?
Exactly.
Put the ball down. Just do like they used to with the little kids. Just give them 40 yards on the punt and tell them to take it there.
And you know what? Oftentimes that foul, Chuck, really doesn't result in the return man gaining a significant advantage.
Absolutely. It's not hardly ever on the gunner. When it is, it needs to be called.
Yeah. First play, third quarter, Riverside from the 20 after the penalty was stepped off from out over the 30-yard line. A net of about a yard and a half. It was Roby cracking over right guard from the 20 to the 21-and-a-half. Second down, better than eight to go for a first down for the Pirates. 14-7 score, the Riverside touchdown, a run from scrimmage by Roby. How far did that run travel back in the second quarter?
29 yards.
A 29-yard scamper by Roby for the Riverside points. And here's a rollout to the right by the quarterback, Cotterman, on the dead run. He fires a strike to Roby out of the backfield. He catches one-handed at the 28, dashes over the 30, spilled at the 32. Boy, it is a one-man gang on offense for Riverside, Lucas Roby.
Yep, I mean, he's a big kid. I mean, they don't give us sizes, do they? But
6'1", and a half, about 185,
yeah,
190.
Yeah, he's a big kid, and he's a good target with nice hands because that ball was high again, and he made a nice catch.
First and 10 for the Pirates from their own 32, trailing Lehman Catholic 14-7. Toss sweep to the left from this hash mark to the far hash mark. And the play results in a plus four. It was Ethan Jackson, the other often used running back for the Riverside Pirates, who took the toss from the quarterback, Cotterman. Second down and a little better than six to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 36-yard line of the Pirates. 2 minutes into the second half, Lehman Catholic 14 and Riverside 7. Riverside has not led in this game so far. Slot to the left for Cotterman. Handoff, left tackle, and that running play is stonewalled by the Cavaliers at the 37 or 8.
Well, they hit him low, and Edwards hit him right in the hole that time. The kid got nothing. They stopped him right at the line of scrimmage.
And I think that was Jackson again. He was nullified on that play. Might have picked up a foot or two. Third down, every bit of five needed for a first down for the Pirates from their own 37. 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Lehman Catholic 14, Riverside 7. Pirates flank a receiver to the near side, about 12 yards. Slot to the left. Under center, Cotterman. And he rolls to the wide side of the field. It's a sprint out. He's going to keep it. He's hit back at the 35. Shakes off one man. And then a blow is planted on him at the 39, right in front of the Lehman bench. That was a hard-earned 2 yards, Chuck.
And it was also Edwards who made the play.
Wow. John Edwards on the hit for Lehman as he came flying at the ball carrier and saved a first down.
I'm starting to think about being his agent.
He's just a ninth grader, a freshman, outstanding linebacker. And as a result of his tackle, Riverside is 2 yards short of a first down. Riverside punting from inside its own 40. And here's the kick by Roby, high and short. Lehman can't fair catch it. The ball hits, though, at the 31 and goes the other direction, favoring Lehman. Possession Cavaliers at the 40. That's two kickoffs and a punt to Lehman, enabling the Cavaliers to get the football on all three occasions around the 40-yard line.
Well, he could only take one step that time because the pressure was on him right from the time he got the snap. So he didn't get much into it. Had backspin on it. It looked like a pitching wedge.
We played 3.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Now Lehman needs to negotiate 60 yards to get a two-score advantage in this game, and that would put a lot of pressure on the wing T offense of Riverside. The quarterback, Gilardi, steps back to throw. Rifles right side of the field. Yes, caught at the 45, and immediate tackle. The play racks up 5 yards through the air. O'Leary caught it. Second down, 5 for Lehman Catholic from the Cavaliers, 45. We near the 8-minute mark in the third quarter of this game. It has been played quickly. Very few out-of-bounds plays. Just a small handful of incompletions. Here's a flat pass by Lehman. Oh, what a tackle at the 42-yard line in open space. Andrew Barhorst caught it. He was sliding out to the left. Gilardi hit him on the numbers. But, oh, what a tackle by Ollie Jacobs of Riverside. He was Johnny on the spot. Down went the receiver for Lehman, a minus 2. And it's going to be 3rd and 7 for the Cavaliers.
Well, they had two people split at that time, and the person who was supposed to block him whiffed.
Trips to the right for Gilardi, who needs 7. He fakes the handoff to Solman. Gilardi keeps right up the middle. He steps away from one man, sidesteps another at the 45. He stretches out to the 47, 2.5 short of a first down. Riverside player momentarily shaken up with 7:09 to go here in the third quarter. We played nearly 5 minutes already. The score remains Lehman Catholic 14 and Riverside 7. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie, one of our outstanding underwriting sponsors. Brookins, now being operated by Carl Arnes, previously run for a dozen years by Dale and Joyce Barhorst. And Carl, like the Barhorsts, puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins is also ideal for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is simply no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. Next time you drop in, tell Carl you heard about Brookins on scoresbroadcast.com. Punting situation, 4th and 2.5 for Lehman from the Cavaliers 47. The kick by Denning with the wind is superb. It backs up the return man for Riverside. Inside the 15, he is jammed to the turf right there. Back deep was Ollie Jacobs for Riverside. Initial contact from Lehman.
Number two.
Came from Landon McIver, the 5'8 sophomore. Hustled downfield in a jiffy. And he planted a blow chest high on the return man for Riverside. Excellent punt. And the coverage was just as good.
And that gives them 86 yards now. They got to negotiate to try to tie the score here.
And we're at 6:53 remaining in the third quarter. Lehman Catholic 14, Riverside 7. Pirates to the line of scrimmage. Mason Sachs over the ball at center. Under center is the quarterback Cotterman. And it's a sweep to the left. Ollie Jacobs, the wingback, tries to get wide. Lehman coaches to her left, calling for a clipping penalty on Riverside. The play goes for no gain. I don't think there's a marker down. That play was diagnosed by Logan Bunker, 2nd and 10 for the Pirates.
The entire team just flowed to the ball that time. It was not going to turn the corner, and he had no place to cut it back in. They did a good job of staying in their lanes.
Well, Riverside, Chuck, the last 7 or 8 running plays has mixed in players running the ball in addition to Roby, who's a marked man by now.
Right. Well, they need to throw it here.
2nd and 10, Riverside at the Pirates 15. And in the offensive backfield, the handoff goes from Cotterman to Roby. He's spied on by 3 or 4 Lehman Catholic gold jerseys, a -2. It will be 3rd down and 13 for the Riverside Pirates. Looked like the ball carrier for Riverside might have been thrown for a 3 or 4 yard loss. He's given progress to the 13. Nonetheless, it's 3rd down for the Pirates and close to 12 yards to go for a 1st down.
Well, if I was Riverside, I would pull out that play they ran in the first quarter. They had the kid running down the field.
Here's Cotterman. He's going to throw way back at his 5. It's an out pattern beyond the hash mark, near side at the numbers. Yes, it's hauled in up at the 26-yard line.
He went right to the down marker and got the 1st down. Smart play by the receiver.
Ollie Jacobs on the reception, the senior, floated out into the flat, got beyond the linebackers. The corner didn't get there in time, and the play is good enough for what, Chuck, about 12 yards?
12 yards and a 1st down by a yard.
Right on the money, just what Riverside needed. Big possession pass play. We're down to 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Lehman Catholic 14, Riverside 7. It's been a scoreless third period. Play clock is all the way down to 2-1, and Riverside needs to use a timeout. Midway point, third quarter of this game. It'll be 1st and 10 Pirates from their own 25 when play resumes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And we thank here on scoresbroadcast.com our underwriting sponsors, including Enrushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Enrushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Enrushi. Plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. On the 1st and 10 play for Riverside, Lucas Roby right up the gut, tripped up at the 29-yard line by Salmon of Lehman Catholic. Good hit on the play by Mitchell Salmon. So it will be 2nd down and 6 for Riverside, just shy of the 30. Down to 4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter of play. Lehman Catholic 14, Riverside 7. Connerman, quick handoff on the inside, burst up the middle by Roby, but we've got a pre-snap foul against the Pirates.
Yeah, Roby kind of moved just a little bit before the snap.
Well, he's got quick feet. He accelerates right now from his offensive running back post.
Well, those are the kind of penalties they cannot afford because they were second and six. Now they're second and 11.
Yep, being so dependent on the running game, Riverside now clearly behind the chains. Second down and 11 to go from back at the Pirates' 24-yard line. Two tight ends, receiver flank 12 to the left. Cotterman fakes the handoff, then rolls left and throws a tall forward pass. It's a skyscraper at the 50-yard line. The Lehman Catholic defender has the better position, bats the ball down, and then a very late flag comes flying in. It looks like the Lehman Catholic defensive back, Chuck, had his headgear yanked, maybe face mask, for sure, at minimum. It was a horse collar.
It should have been offensive pass interference. They got a face mask, so at least they got something. That was going to be intercepted, and the receiver, probably wisely, reached out and pulled on him.
Exactly. The foul committed by Riverside in the secondary prevented the interception, and now the penalty will be stepped off from the 24. So Riverside will be back inside its 15. Of course, the foul means that Riverside will get that down over again.
Well, they're discussing it right now.
Was it a dead ball foul?
No. They were just deciding if they were going to take it or not. Because it was going to be third and 11.
Right. And that's a little inviting, isn't it? Third and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Third and 11 versus second down and...
a bunch. 22 maybe?
Uh-huh. 22, 23.
Yeah.
So the line of scrimmage is the 13. Riverside can get a first down at the 35. Here's a handoff on the play to Roby. Roby's across the line of scrimmage, breaks a tackle, sheds another. He's outside the numbers on the near side. He is flushed into the Lehman Catholic bench, but not before Lucas Roby powers all the way to the 30-yard line. Defiant run by him. He would not be stopped.
Yeah, they ran a nice counter that time, and that was actually Ollie Jacobs. They ran the counter to him, and that's given Lehman a little bit of a problem this evening.
Yep, that misdirection. Jacobs got back 17 of the 22 that Riverside needed, so it's third and five from the 30. Possession play here. Cotterman, 8 yards behind the line, sprinting out left, throws to a receiver on the run, far sideline, right at the first down stake. He reels it in. Yes, he gains 5.5 or 6. First and 10 Pirates at the Riverside 36.
That is the third first down that they picked up in this drive. Once they were third and 12 and picked it up, or 11 and picked it up with a 12-yard pass. That time they were third and five, picked it up with a 6-yard pass.
Nice catch by tight end Caden Burke. First and 10 Riverside at the Pirates 36 with 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Lehman clings to a 14-7 lead. Wide receiver, flank 15 to the right. Handoff on the play, Roby, between right tackle and guard. He squirts ahead across the 40, lurches to the 43. Second down, about 3 yards to go for Riverside, which is trying to get its running game in order again. Brandon Sachs, often used in the offensive backfield, was the ball carrier on that play and not Roby. Here is Cotterman feeding again to a running back who slants outside left guard and is twisted to the ground. It's Roby falling ahead to the 46 right at the first down marker. And the official says, we better bring in the chain. Nope, he signals first down and then timeout Lehman.
Yeah, it's got to be a first down. The ball's on, right on the yard marker. Now, they, what they're doing with Roby right now is they're running him into the hole, handing the ball to and letting him lead through the hole. They got another blocker, and it's been pretty effective.
It sure has. 2:34 left to go here in the third quarter. Layman Catholic 14, Riverside 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Here is Riverside on 1st and 10 from the Pirates 46. There is a flag on the play just as the snap is made. The running play goes for 5, but it's going to be wiped out. No play. Pre-snap foul against the Pirates for motion.
Yeah, they had two people moving at the same time.
So it's 1st and 15 for Riverside from the Pirates 41.
Layman still only has the one penalty in the game. Riverside now has picked up 6. 4 here in the second half.
2.5 to go, third quarter. Boy, the Pirates are counting on the running game to get the job done. Riverside still at its own 41, late in the third quarter behind the 7. Inside handoff, wedges for a yard or two, that's it. It was Brandon Sachs powering from the 41 to the 44. Tyler Solman and John Edwards put the double team whammy on the ball carrier for Layman. So it's going to be 2nd down and 12. Pre-snap penalty and 1st down made it 1st and 15. Gain of 3 on that play. Line of scrimmage, the Pirates 44. 1:45 left here in the third quarter. Riverside can get a 1st down at the 44 of Layman. Toss sweep to the right. Trying to get out on the edge is the ball carrier, Ethan Jackson, and he coughed it up. It's loose. It's bouncing around on the Memorial Stadium turf, and Layman's got it. The Cavaliers track it down at the 30. Ethan Jackson on a sweep. He did a little stutter stepping, got in some trouble. He was hemmed in, and it was stripped away, raked out of there by Layman, and the Cavaliers are in striking range at the 30 of the Pirates.
Well, it's hard to complain about a kid. He tried to make a play, but there was no play to be made. He should have just gone ahead, turned upfield, and lived to play another down. And now Layman's got the ball in the 30 in good position.
1:32 remaining here in the third quarter of play. Gilardi back at the 35 in the spread. Handoff up the middle. Tyler Solman, rumbles for a couple from the 30 to the 28. It's not far-fetched that with the wind at his back, Denning can kick a field goal. Layman would love to get a little closer, but the young man is very capable. And there is a pretty stiff wind from south to north right now here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Final 60 seconds of the third quarter with Layman Catholic leading 14-7. Play clock down to 10. Line of scrimmage, the Riverside 28. Receivers flanked left and right for the Cavaliers. Here is Gilardi in the offensive backfield. It's a running play around the left side. It's Tyler Solman trying to get the edge. His jersey's grabbed at the 25. He's thrown down. 3rd and 4 coming up for Layman Catholic at the 24 of the Pirates. Play clock is at 24. Or I should say play clock has not started. It's
right.
At 25.
Yep, they don't need it.
Scoreboard game clock is now winding down under 20. Layman may elect to not run another play and consider what to execute on 3rd down after the third quarter ends. And that's exactly what is going to happen. Layman Catholic Cavaliers 14, Riverside Pirates 7 at the end of 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, third down, about 4 yards to go for Layman Catholic to get a first down at the Riverside Pirates 24-yard line. Gilardi run all the way right up the gut, or was it a wildcat look? Direct snap to Tyler Solman, who bucked through the middle, looked like he got 3.5 of 4, Chuck, just shy.
Yeah, that was Barhorst, Andrew Barhorst.
Good run by Barhorst, inches short. It's going to be fourth down for Layman Catholic and about a foot to go for a first down. Opening 20 seconds, fourth quarter, huge play right here. With less than a yard, no field goal attempt now. Gilardi under center. Let's see if Elliott keeps. He gives to the first man through, who is stonewalled right at the 20-yard line. It's all going to depend on the spot, Chuck.
Wow, that is going to be close. They're going to have to measure this one.
Riverside players jumping up and down. Where is the ball marked? Yep,
it's marked short.
Oh, my goodness, it is not at the 20. It's at the 20-yard line plus 6 inches. And I think the ball has been turned over, awarded to the Riverside Pirates.
Yep, going the other way. Turn them over on downs.
Layman Catholic Cavaliers could not generate enough on fourth and less than 1. They needed about 1.5 feet, got 9 inches instead of 18, and the Pirates take over the football.
They only had 9 total yards in the third quarter.
Not a productive third period at all for Layman Catholic. It was a scoreless third quarter. Riverside moved the ball some. Riverside starting now from just beyond its own 20. Produces a 7-yard dash by the ball carrier, Ethan Jackson, on first down. Jackson is pinched on the play by Drew Barhorst at the 26. Give him 5.5 or 6 yards, second down and 4 for Riverside. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. The halftime score was 14-7. No scoring in the third. It's still a 14-7 contest. Inside handoff, Cotterman gives to the ball carrier. And he is stopped momentarily at the 27. Look at Brandon Sachs go. He chugged up and over the 30, finally dragged down at the 33. He gained 7, first down Pirates. Running game from the wing tee for Riverside, very methodical. Pirates, no panic mode, down by just 1 score. Layman Catholic, after stripping the football and getting possession around the 30, could not convert a first down in 4 plays. Here's the handoff by Cotterman, the quarterback for Riverside. Running play, Pirates, 38-39. Brandon Sachs stays on his feet and digs for 7. 40-yard line of the Pirates. Second down and 3 coming up. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. 10 to be played. Line of scrimmage, the 40. Riverside can get a first down at the Pirates' 43. 2 receivers near side for Cotterman. straight handoff right up the middle, and Layman Catholic subdues the play at the 42. Brandon Sachs is collared, decked right there, about 2 feet to a yard, short of a first down. Third coming up.
Edwards had to come out because he broke his helmet, and one of the players down there ran over and gave him his helmet, so he's now back on the field.
So as a result of the trade of helmets, John Edwards, the fine young ninth-grade linebacker for Layman Catholic, is back out there. Enormous play right here. On the quick count, Cotterman, the QB, sneaks ahead from the 42 to the 44, a plus two and a first down. We're near the nine-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
First downs, Riverside has 13, Layman has six.
Wow.
They have controlled title, keep time of possession, but I'll tell you what, they've probably doubled it.
And especially so here in this second half. Riverside, though, yet to dent the end zone in the second half of play. Still down by seven, 14-7 to Layman Catholic. First and 10 Pirates from their own 44. Five men up on the defensive front for Layman, which slows down the running play and drops the ball carrier at the 46. Roby is nailed by Drew Barhorst, setting up a second and 8 for the Pirates. This game taking on the shape of last week's. Lima Perry had more yards than Layman Catholic, which did not get the lead until 5 minutes to go in that game. So far tonight, the losing team, Riverside, dominating yards and possession time. Second down and 8. It is Cotterman giving it on the play to the ball carrier, who stuffed right at the 47. Brandon Sachs, the workhorse here since the midway point of the third quarter for Riverside, was stopped in his tracks. And Riverside now confronts a third and 7 from the Pirates 47 with 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and Layman Catholic clinging to a 14-7 edge.
I think they're going to have to throw it here on third down. They're not getting big chunks of yardage on the ground.
Look for a sprint out by the quarterback, Cotterman. He's under center. Two receivers to the right, and he rolls that way just like we thought. He eludes one man behind the line, and now he's sandwiched and pushed to the turf at the 41. It's a sack. A loss on the play of about 6 or 7. Good pursuit by the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Bunker stripped him, and Riverside's lucky they got back on the football.
Exactly. What a play by Logan Bunker. He didn't play football last year for the Cavaliers, but the 6'2", 225-pound senior roamed right through the offensive line of Riverside on that play. And he got his arms around Cotterman and pushed him down way back at the 41. And on 4th and 13, the Pirates punt. It's Roby booting. Just gets it away from an on-running rusher from Layman Catholic. The kick is caught at the 30. It's a great return by Layman. The wall is set up near sideline. 40, 45, 50. Markers down as Tyler Solman brings it back into Riverside territory.
That was Bunker. How fast is that big kid?
You're right, Chuck. It was 70.
He looked like Solomon because he was running so fast.
Great return by Logan Bunker of about 35 or 40 yards, but it's negated. Penalty marker down. Boy, Logan Bunker and so many of these Layman Catholic Cavaliers this year on the football field have played so many different roles.
My goodness. I could not, but I had to look twice to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing.
But unfortunately, the foul against Layman forces the Cavaliers to retreat way back to the 25. My goodness, Chuck, that is about a 45-yard difference in field position.
Absolutely. That's only the second accepted penalty against Layman tonight. They played a clean game. They've done a really good job defensively. The offense has struggled a little bit, but they're still clinging to that 7-point lead.
If Layman Catholic, Chuck, ever needed a six-minute drive to put this game away, it's right now.
Yep, 6.5 minutes to go, so they could run this thing out.
14-7, Cavaliers lead. Snap back to Gilardi. Inside handoff, it's Tyler Solman. He meets resistance at the 26, and he's knocked down right there. Second down and 9 for Layman. Caden Burke stood him up. Boy, Lehman Catholic needs at least a couple of first downs to get the field flipped. That would force Riverside to have to advance the football two-thirds, three-fourths the length of the field for a game-tying touchdown and PAT. Girardi to throw. He's 8 yards behind the line. He shoots a bullet to the 30 beyond the far hash mark. It's caught. Short advance, though, because Riverside is all over Barhorse, the receiver. It's good for about 3.5 on the play. It will be 3rd and 5 for Lehman Catholic. Ball on the far hash at the 30. 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Important play here. The quarterback is Girardi. Looks, throws it near hash mark, leaping effort. Yes, what a catch by O'Leary. He went high to Spirit. Beautifully done by Brandon O'Leary. He found a soft spot, Chuck, just beyond a linebacker. The throw was high, and Brendan went up to get it. Nifty play, clutch reception.
That was a nice catch because he got hit right when the ball got to him, and maybe even a little teeny bit early.
Oh, yeah, his body was exposed. He had to go up for it. He tucked it away, secured it, hung on. First down, Lehman Catholic at the 38-yard line at the near hash mark. Here's the handoff by Girardi, offensive backfield. Riverside smells out this running play, and it's Tyler Solon who makes a little bit out of nothing as he chewed up yards down the near sideline, got beyond the numbers toward the Lehman bench, tight-roped his way from the 38 to the 43, give him 5 when it looked like he might be halted for a 1 or 2 yard gain. Scoreboard clock reads 4:58 to go. Solomon went out of bounds. 14-7 Lehman. Girardi with a lot of time in the pocket. Throws near sideline. Yes, reception, 47-yard line. And then a run 2 yards after the catch. Bradley Haynes snared it right in front of the Pirates defender. He was rolled to the turf up at the 48 or 49. That's what you call a possession pass play. Two in this drive, the Lehman, one O'Leary, one Haynes, two good catches, fine throws, spot on by Girardi, and Lehman's got just what the doctor ordered. Good field position now, Chuck, shy of the 50 with 4:45 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
He's hit his last six passes, completed his last six passes. He's starting to really find the range a little bit. Not throwing the ball deep, but doing, like you said, the possession passes.
And now even if the Cavaliers are forced to punt in three plays, the scoreboard clock will be down to well under 3 minutes, and Riverside will have to go 80% of the length of the field. Here's Girardi in the offensive backfield, fakes the handoff and keeps. Look at him go. He's got a running lane down the left side. A block, another block. He sheds a tackler. Elliot Girardi scooting. 20, 10, got it. Touchdown. Elliot Girardi, like a week ago at Lima against Perry, races for a score. And Lehman Catholic is up 20-7. That makes it pretty difficult on Riverside now.
I think they can turn their bus on.
With 5 minutes left, last week at Lima, Girardi went 60 for a touchdown to put Lehman Catholic on top for the first time, 21-14. And here tonight, Girardi may have sealed the deal.
Well, he's got two rushes, I know, for 101 yards. I'm not sure what he did the rest of the game.
What a weapon he's been. Big running plays by Girardi have been keys. Plus, his passing here in the fourth quarter has been superb as well. Touchdown by Lehman. Extra point by Denning. Got it. 21-7 Lehman over Riverside. 4:22 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Go to the Goffney website for more savings on high-quality furniture. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 4 minutes and 22 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter, and the Layman Catholic Cavaliers have extended their 14-7 lead to 21-7. Two touchdowns by Gilardi, one by Bunker. Have those young men accounted for the three scores, Chuck?
I don't remember who got the first one. I don't think it was Gilardi. I think it was Solomon that got the first one. It was a two-yarder after Gilardi ran the ball 52 yards all the way down to the two.
Right on, yep. Three different individuals have tallied TDs for Layman here tonight. Tyler Solman, Logan Bunker, and Elliot Gilardi. Elliot trying to put a capper on this game, just as he did last week at Lima against Perry. With just over five to play 1 week ago, he rambled 60 yards to make it a 21-14 game in favor of Layman. That's how it wound up. And tonight, a big touchdown run by Elliott to extend the lead to 21-7. And how far was that romp by Gilardi?
49 yards. They didn't have 20 yards for the half until that run.
60-yard race to the end zone by Elliott a week ago. And a big one here in the fourth quarter with 4:20 left tonight. And the Layman Catholic Cavaliers have a 14-point lead over Riverside, and that two-touchdown margin should be enough, given that Riverside often disdains the forward pass. It is a very short kickoff, though, down to the 39, run laterally across the field by the Pirates to the 42. Riverside starts first down, 10 yards to go. Layman made sure it did not kick the ball to Lucas Roby.
They weren't going to kick it deep, and that was kind of a strange return. He just needed to go. He would have gained more yards if he just picked it up and ran straight up the field. They would have probably been in Layman territory.
Exactly, yep. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011. A qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and in color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Here is Kahneman dropping the football in the offensive backfield. He wanted to set up the throw, but he coughed it up. Another fumble by Riverside, and it is lost by Kahneman, recovered by Layman back at the 31 or 32-yard line. The Cavaliers take it over and have a chance to simply put this game away for good. Riverside Pirates have produced more real estate than Layman Catholic in this half, but at times Riverside has been its own worst enemy right there. Cotterman muffed the snap from center, wanted to make the deep drop, lost the football.
Yeah, it was Andrew Barhorst again who fell on it. He's had a pretty nice game for him.
He sure has. Andrew has been alert, very aware. And Gilardi throws behind the line of scrimmage. Catch made at the 37 or 38. Tackle right now, though, by the Riverside Pirates. It was R.J. Bertini who caught it. Might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage at the 34.
Yeah, you got just got about a half a football.
Second down, a little less than 10, 3:44 to go in the fourth. Layman 21, Riverside 7. Gilardi's got two receivers left. Hands it off in the offensive backfield. And cutting back against the grain is the ball carrier, near sideline. 27, 26, out of bounds. Goes Solomon at the 25, a depth run by him. He might have gotten only five.
He got the first down.
Had he stayed on his journey, but as a result of the sharp cutback move to the right, he produced 10 and the first down. Well done by Tyler. New line of scrimmage, the 24. 3:29 left here in the fourth quarter. I've been impressed by Tyler Solman, Chuck, all night long.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. You can see it.
3:29 left in the fourth. 21-7 Layman. New set of downs. Chain is moved ahead. Just inside the 25 of Riverside. Gilardi hands off. Solman. Tackle, No one there at the line of scrimmage. So he slides it to the left. He's got open space at the 20, 16, 15 inside it. Roll to the turf down close to the 10. Opening developed outside left tackle. Riverside was blocked beautifully. Salmon skirted left end as he sprung that play wide. And it is a goal-to-go situation for Lehman. 10-yard line of Riverside with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Lehman leading by 14. Gilardi at the 15. Tyler Salmon back at the 18. Tyler wisely using precious seconds off the clock during this cadence. It's Tyler Salmon getting the handoff in the offensive backfield. He springs it wide. He took the handoff at the 15-yard line. He is dragged down at the line of scrimmage right at the 10. That, of course, is probably a good thing, Chuck, that he didn't get to the boundary and go out of bounds.
Right, yeah. That would have been one where he would have been smart to just go down at the 10, but he got tackled.
We're back at the 10. Second and goal for Lehman Catholic. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Everything really from this point on in this game pretty academic. Gilardi faked the inside handoff and kept the football. He races to the left side of the field beyond the hash mark, slides down at the 9. Chuck, this is like the North Carolina four corners in basketball.
Just go wide back, wide left, wide right.
Yep, and utilize the clock.
Not sure I'd run Gilardi anymore, though. You want to keep him healthy for the playoffs next week.
And Riverside reluctant to call a timeout and stop the clock.
I think they're cold. They know the bus is going to be warm.
And that this game has been wrapped up by the Cavaliers. 21-7 cushion, a minute 38 to go. Inside the 10-yard line of Riverside. Gilardi will take the snap back at the 15. He's got a receiver, Bertini, in the slot on the left. And Lehman runs it. Gilardi didn't toss the ball. He kept it on the zone read, dumped it about the 6 or 7, setting up a fourth and goal from that spot on the field.
Well, it should have been a dead ball foul, but because they didn't blow the whistle, they changed the signal to something different. That made it so they didn't have to take it back.
I read what you're saying, Chuck. I think you're right on, although the officials are contemplating.
Now they're discussing it, but it should have been. I mean, it was a false start.
And they thought about stepping off a penalty from the 10 well after the fact. The infraction is declined, of course, by Riverside. The Pirates accept the play, a gain of about 2.5 down to the 7-yard line. So it's fourth and goal for Lehman with a minute 24 to go. The Cavaliers lead 21-7. Stranger things have happened in the game of football, but it would be nearly impossible for Riverside to score 14 points in the final minute 24. They're not going to get the ball till down near a minute left in the fourth.
Well, I'm not sure what they're discussing, because if he's not calling timeouts, he's not attempting to extend the game, so just go ahead and snap it.
Well, the Cavaliers are huddling, and the play clock has commenced. We're down to a minute 17, minute 16, or I should say the scoreboard clock is approaching a minute 10 now. Cavaliers still have 12 seconds on the play clock.
They're going to run it down, call timeout, be my guess.
Yep. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Lehman Catholic 21, Riverside 7. Fourth and goal for the Cavaliers at the 7-yard line of Riverside. Chuck, you nailed it. Time out, Lehman. Chuck, let's keep it right here. Run down our very fine underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He'll give you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. 59 seconds to go in the game. Lehman Catholic up 14. Fourth and goal from the 7 of Riverside. Gilardi rolls left, rifles a pass to the goal line, in the hands of the receiver and out. It's incomplete. Riverside takes over at the 7. I think, Chuck, that would have been good enough for a touchdown on the goal line.
He was 2 yards deep. He just dropped it.
So Riverside takes over the football with 53.7 to go here in the fourth. And it's a 21-7 game in favor of Lehman. Riverside is out of timeouts, I think.
They didn't use any on that drive.
I misread.
They had decided the game was over.
Yeah, Riverside did not expend a timeout till a play ago. The full complement of 3 for Riverside is down to 2. Lehman has called 1. Interestingly enough, the Cavaliers have no timeouts remaining. Lehman leads 21-7. The team that you would have thought would be using them, Riverside, still has 2 to expend.
I think they're going to take them home on the bus with them unless they hit some kind of a big play on first down.
Well, it's been a fine night for high school football coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com, because one of the schools that we try to cover, the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, along with Anna, Fort Loramie, and Sydney, of course, is 53.7 seconds away from winning and no doubt securing no worse than a 5 seed in the postseason playoffs, which start next Saturday night. Lehman Catholic would play on the road. Should a few twists happen, Lehman Catholic could end up a 4 seed and play at home next Saturday. Riverside's going to drop to no better than 7, it's my understanding. The quarterback, Cotterman, throws from the end zone, hit as he loops it downfield. It is a tip ball at the 40. Lehman player, a Riverside player, collide. It's incomplete. It falls harmlessly to the turf right at the 40-yard line. Lehman player slow in getting up. Good coverage by the Cavaliers, who played center field very well.
Yeah, that's Gilardi, and I hope they're taking him out of the game now.
47.1 left here in the fourth. 21-7, Lehman over Riverside. Chuck, it seems like the last couple minutes have taken longer to play than the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, it slowed down a little bit. You don't want to see your quarterback get hurt in a game you've already won.
Tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, we webcast the Fort Loramie Tri-County North game in the Cross County Conference. Kickoff at 7, webcast time 6:35. Joel Cotterman, 5 yards deep in the end zone, airs out a long ball. It's a bomb, a high archer, intercepted easily by Lehman at the 45. No one home for Riverside. It's Elliot Gilardi, who's playing the deepest center field you could ever play. He virtually calls for a fair catch of that forward pass at the 45. It's an intercept. Another turnover for the Pirates. 38.2 to go. Lehman's got it back, leading 21-7. Been a strange ending to this game. Lehman, though, up 14, will win it. And to reiterate, probably a road game, a 5 seed with a twist or two, maybe a 4 seed. An outright Northwest Central Conference championship. And, Chuck, who would have thought back in August that Lehman Catholic would go 7-3 and win the league?
I don't think Lehman thought they were going to do that. But I'll tell you what, they're so well coached. They got such a good tradition. And I think that's what has carried them through this season.
And the Cavaliers, with many young men on this squad wearing multiple hats, have defeated the Riverside Pirates by a score of 21-7. Gilardi touches it down, goes to a knee. 17 seconds to go. Clock is winding down, and that's it. We thank the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio, and will make your gift ideas come to life. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. 21-7, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers finished the regular season with a mark of 7-3 after defeating Lima Perry 1 week ago by a count of 21-14. The Cavaliers' only loss since week 3 was a setback on the road at Waynesfield Goshen when Lehman Catholic was without Elliot Gilardi and Logan Bunker. Great win as Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for the Cavaliers, heads out of the press box, tapped me on the shoulder in leaving. A well-called game, nicely done by the Cavs, who defeat the Riverside Pirates by a final of 21-7. The Cavaliers dropped one league game, and that was on a night, October 5th at Waynesfield Goshen, when Lehman Catholic was without both Elliot Gilardi and Logan Bunker. Elliot went out early in that game with a head injury. Logan Bunker missed the contest as well. Those two players were on the field in very spotty fashion during the first 2 weeks of the year when Lehman lost to Fort Recovery in Miami East. But the Cavaliers closed the campaign, 7 wins in their last 8 contests. And, Chuck, if you've ever seen a team that was playing its best football after 10 games, it's Lehman right now heading into the playoffs in a very positive way.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were young, they were inexperienced, and they started out with Fort Recovery in Miami East, two very experienced good football teams. So it was not surprising that they took a couple of thumpings to start the season, but they turned it around, and you're right, they're playing really good football right now. And I don't know anybody that's going to want to see them in the first round of the playoffs.
Now, Elliot Gilardi can do so many things so well. And his passing tonight in the second half was sharp. He was very good.
Yeah, he ended up, he was 9 of 13 for only 44 yards, but no turnovers. And that was the key to the game. Riverside turned it over 3 times in the second half. Mm-hmm. Lehman didn't turn it over for the whole game. So it ended up, they were down a little bit in total yards at halftime, but they ended up 262 to 214 advantage there.
So the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, with less than 400 yards the last 2 games of the year, are opportunistic, efficient. They force the opposition to turn it over, and they defeat Lima Perry 21-14 and Riverside 21-7 to take the Northwest Central Conference Championship outright.
Well, congratulations to them. It's well deserved, and they got the momentum going in the right direction. This is what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at our Clancy's players of the game, Elliot Gilardi on the offensive side, and I'll tell you what, the kid who I can't wait to see play for 3 more years after this, John Edwards, he was a monster out there. He was so much fun to watch. He is a perfect linebacker. I just really got to the point where I was watching him on the snap and watching what he did. I can't wait to watch him as he grows.
He is just a freshman. Gilardi and Edwards, our Clancy stars of the game, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our webcast time tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m., Tri-County North at Fort Loramie. Redskins head into the game, a prohibitive favorite. Fort Loramie 8-1 on the year, Tri-County North 6-3. It's a cross-county conference game tomorrow evening as the number one seed Fort Loramie Redskins try to close out the year 9-1. Lehman closes out the regular season 7-3 here tonight, winning by 14. Both Fort Loramie and Lehman Catholic headed to the postseason week 11 in this region of Division 7. Ron Mooney has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have won the NWCC title outright, defeating Riverside, going away 21-7.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.